What is the longest movie you've ever sat through? The Kenneth Branagh Hamlet was 4 hours. The documentary Shoah was 9. Those are short subjects compared to a new film called The Clock. It is 24 hours long. The Clock is a mashup of more than 1,000 movie clips by the artist Christian Marclay. It may sound more like an endurance test than a piece of art, but it is a surprisingly popular one. 4,000 people showed up recently for one screening at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. LACMA will screen all 24 hours once more next week. And KCRW's Matt Holtzman went to see what makes the clock, you know, tick.
What time is it?
When you asked a minute ago, it was 5:42. It is now 5:43.
The Clock is made up of scenes from 100 years of TV and film, American and French, famous and obscure, classic and really bad. In almost every scene, someone looks at their watch or walks by a clock or says the time. The gimmick is that the clock is as much a timepiece as an art piece. So when you're watching a clip from The Apartment and Fred McMurray says,
"Look, Fran, I didn't realize it was so late. It's 6:45.
It's actually 6:45. Christian Marclay's assistants, he had 6 of them, dredged every corner of their local video shop to find references to almost every minute in the day, all 1,440 of them. Not even the artist can name all the movies in The Clock.
There's time enough at last.
But here's what's really amazing. You know how you usually walk out of the Cineplex going, "It was a pretty good movie, but it was too long"? Well, no one I talked to said anything like that about The Clock. In fact, quite the opposite.
The piece is the clock, and it's 24 hours. So they only see partially. You're not seeing the whole work. It's like, you know, reading a few pages of Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Sean Hathwell is a big movie buff, and he's just plain big. He's 6'7 and 250-something pounds. Sean was one of the thousands of people who waited in line at LACMA's 24-hour screening of The Clock in May. But he stayed for the whole thing, from 11 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Did you bring food?
Of course. And made sure I wore comfortable clothes.
How many bathroom breaks did you take?
I did not take one.
Did you sleep?
Nope. I mean, there are a couple times where, yeah, you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll just catch a wink here and there. But then you would just keep getting sucked in.
People usually don't have time to do anything, right?
That's the artist Christian Marclay. He's best known for scratchy, glitchy DJ music, and he has top-notch credentials as an avant-garde video artist. And yet with The Clock, he's made a film that's more engaging than a lot of mainstream movies.
And video is sort of the bad art of art. It's like the kind of thing that people just peek into a dark room. So to actually see people spend a whole afternoon, a whole day, or even a whole night in this installation is surprising.
I wanted to see The Clock for myself, so my filmmaker friend Aldo and I slipped behind the curtains and into the makeshift theater at LACMA and plopped down on one of the slip-covered sofas.
I thought it was going to be a series of clips, which wasn't so interesting to me, but somehow he's melding them together in a way that the sound from one scene goes over into the sound for the next scenes.
So somebody looks across the room and then the other person who's looking back is in a whole other movie.
So he's using traditional editing techniques to cut in between totally different films. And it weirdly works. It feels like these people are communicating with each other across time and across films.
The first thing that you notice is that The Clock is amazingly well made. The second thing you notice is that everyone's sitting there trying to name the movies.
Scream?
All About Eve. This is the time machine.
Some horrible Bruce Willis movie.
In each scene where you don't recognize the film, which is a lot of the time, you can't help but try to figure out what's going on.
I was asking my assistant early on to look for footage of people doing nothing. I mean, a lot of movies, you know, have those moments. But when you string them together, in a way, they become less boring, maybe, because you're trying to understand, like, why are they in that state?
Now here, Henry Fonda is walking into a liquor store.
There's some problem. Immediately, you have to wonder what it is. Oh, yeah, he's got a drinking problem because he's walking out without having bought anything.
Even though a lot of the time nothing is happening on screen, or at least you're not sure what's happening, the clock is relentlessly tense. We've all seen a lot of movies, and we're trained for things to get wrapped up neatly.
The idea of climax.
Christine Kim is a curator at LACMA.
the expectation, I mean, the penultimate scene before the big scene, and we all know the big scene, and then he switches to another scene, so then you're waiting to go back, playing with your sense of expectation. And I have not met a single person who did not overstay.
I had that experience, and so did everybody I talked to. It seems that the clock isn't like your Timex. It doesn't just give you the time. It takes it away.
I lost a lot of time in that hour.
I really had to pull myself away.
It's bizarrely compelling.
I was stunned when I realized we had been sitting there for an hour.
The clock keeps you sitting there by making emotional promises, but rarely keeping them. But Sean Hathwell says when the clock does pay off, it pays off big time, like at midnight.
You're thinking, okay, all those movies with people celebrating New Year's, it's going to be Auld Lang Syne all over the place. And he doesn't. Instead, he does something really cool. And the clock strikes 12. He goes 12 shots, 12 different clocks, 12 different chimes. And as each chime went off, ding, dong, dong, you could feel the audience buzz. And by the end of the 12th one, the whole crowd erupted spontaneously in a cheer.
And that's what makes the clock something very rare. It's avant-garde art that's also totally fun. But how it makes you think and feel about time is ultimately what makes it so much more than just entertaining. You start to notice how long or how short a minute can feel, and how obsessed we are with being on time, and just how many kinds of devices we've come up with to keep us on time. In a way, a watch captured on film tells past time. By linking our time with past time, Christian Markley has managed to create a remarkable experience. Museum trustee and Hollywood producer Steve Tisch bought the clock for LACMA.
You know, when you sit and look at that screen, your own sort of personal feelings and the journey the movie sort of encourages you to take is fascinating. I mean, you know, I felt a mix of nostalgia, but at the same time, the more I let myself be taken by what I saw on the screen, the nostalgia led to creating an awareness of my own mortality, which was a very unexpected emotion, but I couldn't fight it. I couldn't resist it.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
I don't usually watch old black and white movies and look at the actors and think, hey, they're all dead. But mix those movies up with modern color films and put a clock ticking in the background the whole time, and the clock makes you all too aware that
time goes on and never stops. We can't stop it. It never stops. Minute by minute, second by second, it's cutting off our heads.
Of course, 10 or 50 years from now, after all of us sitting in the theater at LACMA have taken a licking, it's likely that the clock will still be ticking.
This piece will be seen over many, many, many years and remain timeless.
For Studio 360, I'm Matt Holzman.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight.
There's one more 24-hour screening of the clock in LA this week at LACMA. You can get details and see some stills from the movie at studio360.org.